Has anybody ever heard mom say, "Don't make me get up"? Or they said, "Don't make me," and you put in there, "Come over there. Don't make me come over there. Don't make me." And when mom says that, you know that if she does, something's fixing to happen. Amen. Or you ever get that mama gives you the stink eye, and she may not have to verbally say, "Don't make me, boy. Don't make me, girl. Don't make me." But she gives you that look that says, "Don't make me do that." Huh?
Yeah.
Everybody's had that a time or two, I imagine. At least I've had it more than a couple times. And they give you that look, and you know mama is serious. Now, you think right now that I'm probably going to be a little bit comical. There's going to be a little bit of that there, but I really am very, very, very serious. In Judges chapter number 2 and verse number 10, it said, "And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers." And, in other words, there was a whole generation that died off. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. I want everybody under the age of 25 and younger to stand up real quick. 25 and younger, stand up. 25 and younger, stand up. Come on. Hey, are you 25 or young? Okay, come on, girl. Look at, stand it up. Come on, stand up. 25 or younger. Now I want everybody to look around. You see,
are you 25 or younger? Is your daughter 25 or younger? How old are you? Are you 27? 26? Come on, stand up, stand up. Stand up. Stand up, boy.
There we go. Now we got them all. Okay. You look around here, and this is 25 and younger. All right? This whole generation before that died off. But this generation, I want to use it just like this, that this generation grew up and did not know God. They did not know God. They did not know how to pray. They did not know how to worship. They did not know the miracles of God. They did not know the healings. They didn't know the miraculous crossing of the Jordan River. They did not know the miracles of God. All right, thank you, kids. You can be seated. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they served Balaam. Those young people that just stood up, I want you to imagine for a second that as they were standing there, that they did evil in the sight of the Lord, that they were ungodly, amen, in the sight of the Lord, that they served other gods, that they served Baal, that they're living a lifestyle that is not conducive to God. They're shooting up with drugs. They're drinking. They're having sexual relationships all over the place. They don't know anything about God, and that's what they're doing. But let me tell you, that's exactly what that generation is doing right there. They're doing it right now, today. There's kids that are smoking and drinking and as early as 10 and 11 years old. They're having sexual relationships even as early as 10 and 11 years old. Our kids are being taught at a very young age that it's okay to have a homosexual lifestyle. In the public school, they're being taught these things in the public school. Well, I'm just wondering if there's any mamas in the house that said, "Don't make me get up, because I'm going to do something about the situation." And they forsook the Lord and their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, followed other gods, gods of the people round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord, and they served Baal and Ashtaroth. I've got a few women in my life, amen, that I am forever grateful for. My mother is primary. My mother is primary. I often heard my mother praying in the wee hours of the morning. Amen. I can hear her praying at night. I can hear my name on her lips as she prayed for me. She didn't only pray for me. me when she came to church, but she prayed for me in her bedroom. She prayed for me in her living room. She looked, she sought after God for me, and I heard my mother's voice as she prayed for me. It was my mom that at 14 years old, she said, God, my boy's got to get full of the Holy Ghost. And she said, God, you've got to intervene. So she paid, or my dad paid for a ticket. My dad paid for an 8-plane ticket to send me all the way across the country, amen, to go to a youth camp, that peradventure I would receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I believe it was around day 23 or 24 of a fast that she had been on for her boy. I'm talking about a mama that said, no, I'm not going to let my boy be lost. I'm not going to let my son go to hell. I'm not going to let my son serve Astaroth and Baal. I'm not going to let him worship another god. No, I'm going to get serious about this. And so my mama prayed, and my mama fasted, and I remember getting the Holy Ghost about 10 o'clock in the evening at Oregon camp meeting, which would have been about 2 o'clock, 1:30 or so. I think I finally got out of the sanctuary about 11:30 that night or something there, because if my memory served me correct, it was about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, Florida time. And when the phone rang, my mama picked up the phone, and she started crying, and she started speaking in other tongues. Because she knew that it was her boy. And if her boy's calling her at 3 o'clock in the morning, she knew that God had answered her prayer. God filled my baby with the Holy Ghost. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you, it was because of a mama that was praying. It was because of a mama that was worshiping. It was because of a mama that had been fasting and said, I'm not going to let my boy serve other gods. I'm going to pray. Amen. Amen. I remember her trying to be quiet, but I can remember listening down the hallway, and I could hear her moaning and groaning. I could hear her praying. She wasn't wanting to wake up my dad. She wasn't wanting to wake up the rest of the family, but I'll never forget hearing my mama pray. Amen. I'll never forget. Oh, is there a Deborah in the house? Is there a mama in the house that is going to say, I got to get up and I got to do something? Are you mamas in this church willing to let some of these young ladies and these young men go serve Baal? Or are you going to pray? Are you going to worship? Are you going to do what it takes to show them how it's done? My wife, I'll never forget the time. Amen. Of course, my mother is primary, and I say that because she raised me. Yet at the same time, my wife is primary times too. She's number one in my life. Amen. But I remember a time where I was struggling. I was running from the will of God. I didn't want to obey God's voice. I was confused. I was undone. Amen. And I had started just, I wasn't really sinning, but I wasn't really living for God. I had become lukewarm. I was going to church just like some of you are today. I was going to church, but I really wasn't full of the Holy Ghost. Just like some of you are today, I was lukewarm. Let me tell you, God don't want you lukewarm. He wants you either hot or cold. Because if you're cold, listen to me. At least if you're cold, you know you're going to hell. You know you're going to be lost. You know you got to get right. But if you're lukewarm and you're sitting on a pew and you think everything's okay, you're in danger. But God help us today that we get on fire and we get full of the Holy Ghost. And then God touches us and God rocks our world. Turn up the heat, Lord, and set us on fire. I don't want to be a lukewarm Christian. As I hurry, amen, my wife, when I was at that place of lukewarm, and I know I tasted disgusting in the mouth of God, there was a woman that began to pray and began to fast, and she was on day 38 of her fast as she was praying for me. And I remember, I said, what are you praying? What are you fasting so long for, babe? And she said, oh, I just want to get closer to God. And I'm like, yeah, right. Because the longer she fasted, the more miserable I got. But on day 38, she went to the prayer room. And she said, God, I don't see anywhere in your word that anybody fasted any longer than 40 days. I don't see a change in my husband. And she made this statement, I'm not going to live with an unsaved husband. God, you've got to do something, and you've got to do it tonight. Well, little did she know, I was in the men's prayer room, and I was fighting God. I had my arms folded. I had a big old nasty ugly face on. And I'm like, God, if you're real, then touch me. If you're not, someone shock some of you right now. You just look like, I will tell you, I say, God, if you're real, then you're going to have to do something right now that breaks it, and that I know that it is absolutely you. I sat there, and before too long, I started, I'm going to be tough. I'm not going to cry. I'm a man. I can do this. I tried with everything, and then a tear started coming down my eye, and then another and another, and I began to weep, and I began to cry, and God touched me again with His Spirit, even when I didn't deserve it. But let me tell you, it was because of a mama. It was because of the spirit of a mother. It was the spirit of a wife that said, no, I am not going to live with an unsaved husband. I am not going to, I'm going to sacrifice and I'm going to do whatever it takes. My mother-in-law, there are many times that I've heard her pray. Fact of the matter is Barry had a good friend here recently that fell off of a building. And I'm not even going to go through the details. He's in ICU. He's a mess. He hit the netting so hard that it literally cut in all the way to the bone on every bit of his body. Every bit of his body. They had to cut the net out in order to get him out. Amen. And it's an incredible, incredible deal. And I told my mother-in-law, and she said, what's his name? And I said, I don't know. I can't remember what the text said. And my father-in-law said, what's it matter? You don't know him anyways. And she said, no, I want to know what his name is because I want to pray for him. And that hit me. That hit me right between the eyes. Because here me and my father-in-law are like, well, what's the big deal? Who cares? But the first thing that she thought of is, I can pray. I can pray for that man. And God can touch him. I'm talking about Mama, where are you, Mama? Where are you, Mama? In the generation that rose up after them, that knew not the Lord, they didn't know His works. Is there a Mama in the house today? I can remember the many times of my pastor's wife, Sister Parker, praying. I can even hear her now as I was preparing this morning. I was listening in my own mind. I could hear my pastor's wife praying. I could hear her praying, and just coming back from LeGrand, I could hear her voice. It was separate from above everybody else's voice. Amen. The church wasn't even really praying, just like it is around here most of the time. Just like it is around here most of the time, but it better start changing. Sister Newman's voice better not be the only one that you can hear. It ought to be every single one of you women praying, God touch my baby. God touch my husband. God touch my grandchildren. God touch the sinners. God touch the backslide. Hey, is there a mother in the house that says, don't make me get up. Don't make me get up. I'm going to tell you, there's a challenge that the enemy, he's looking at some of you mothers in the face and going, na-na-na-na-na, I got your baby, I got your boy, I got your daughter, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, and you just sit there and not do anything about it. But I'm going to tell you, in chapter 4 of the same book, the Bible said in verse 7, I believe it was, that Deborah went up, or Deborah arose, and she went up with Barak, and she said, no, over my dead body. We're not going down this road anymore. The enemy's not going to take advantage. The enemy's not going to be in control. She said, no. Deborah rose up. She said, you look at that. Devil, don't make me get up. Devil, don't make me get up. Come on, Mama. I'm going to fast until my boy comes home. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast until you loose this one and you loose that one. Is there a Deborah in the house? Is there a Deborah in the house? Devil, don't make me get up, because if I get out of this chair, I'm going to blacken your eye. I'm going to bust your chops. I'm going to tear your kingdom down. I'm talking about a Deborah. The Bible said that Deborah went up with Barak. There was a great victory wrought that day. In chapter 5, we see what happens. Deborah said of chapter 2, she said, oh no, there's a generation that's gone. There's a generation that doesn't know God. And I'm not going to stop there. I'm not going to let that happen. The sad thing was, is there wasn't a man. There wasn't a man that had enough guts. And even Barak really didn't have enough guts to do it on his own. But at least he said, come on, Deborah, I'll fight, but I want you to go with me. You know what? I thank God for my wife, and I want her to go with me. But I got to lead this. I got to be the right man. I got to be the man of God that I need to be. But oh, what a team. When a man gets his head screwed on straight, when a man's ready to fight and get the hold of the hand of mama. Come on, mama. You pray, I'll preach. You pray, I'll fight. You pray, I'll fight. We'll work together, and we will conquer, and we will destroy the strongholds of Satan. But I wonder, is there somebody else beside me and her? Come on, is there somebody else? About her praising God, talks about her giving glory to God, talks about her praying, talks about heaven being moved and mountains being melted. Why? Because Deborah rose up. Deborah stood up on her feet. Deborah said, no, I'm not going to let another generation slip through my fingers. You see, some of us are content to say, oh, we lost another generation. Oh, we're losing them again. Oh, we're losing them again. Whose fault is it? I'm wondering, whose fault is it? Is it the kids' fault? Or is it the parents' fault? Is it mama's fault? Because mama hasn't gotten serious. She just let her boy go. She didn't let her girl go. How serious are you? How serious are you? I'm going to tell you that the highways were unoccupied. That's what the Bible said. The travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel. There was nobody to be found until the Bible said, until Deborah rose up, that I rose a mother in Israel. Your mother in Israel. Is there a mother in Israel? Is there a mother in Souls Harbor? Is there a mother in Souls Harbor that you're looking beyond your little family? You're looking beyond the here and now, and you say, there's a generation. There's a generation. There's a generation. I'm not letting go. Devil, don't make me get up, because I'm fixing to hack your head off. to worship him. Oh, something happens. Something happens when mama takes the lead and says, oh no. And I'm not saying, hey, I'm tired of people saying, hey, do it this way and do it that way. Why don't you start doing it yourself and lead by example? You know why Sister Newman's up here worshiping? Because she's trying to lead you by example. You know why? For months on end, I come off that platform and I'm out here because I'm trying to lead you by example. Will somebody follow? Will somebody follow? Will the mother of Israel stand up? Can say today, I feel it in the spirit. I know some of you ain't willing to. You're not ready to sacrifice. You're not willing to say enough is enough. You're not willing to. You're going to know. Oh, you're that mother that says, don't make me get up. Don't make me get up. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, and you still don't do nothing. I'm not talking about that kind of mama. I'm talking about that kind of mama that says, I'm done counting. I'm done messing around. I ain't playing with you no more. I'm done with that. I'm going to get on my face and I'm going to see the face of the Lord like I've never seen before. I'm going to beg God until I can't breathe, until my voice is raw. Oh, is it a mama? Is it a Deborah? Are you willing just to watch another generation slip? Are you willing to watch another generation slip? Mama, I need your help. Mama, I need your help. I'll cast the vision for us. I'll blaze the trail. I'll cut down everything that we gotta cut down. I'm gonna fight for you, but I need you as a mother in Israel to pray, to worship, to lead by example, to give your guts, to give your life. Are you content just to watch them fade away? Are you content? Come on. I preached before I left. The prodigals are coming home. Can you see them come home? Come on, mama. Can you see them come home? And don't just pray for your boy. Don't just pray for your daughter. Pray for them all. Because they're all our sons and daughters. Sons and daughters. Oh, but something's got to get a hold of our spirit here today. Come on, mama. You can do it, mama. You can do it, mama. You can do it, mama. Get up. Get up, mama. Get up. Rise up, mama. Rise up, mama. Rise up, mama. Pray, pray, pray until something happens in the spirit. Your grandkids don't have to be lost. Your grandkids don't have to be hooked on meth. Your grandkids don't have to be smoking dope. Your sons and your daughters don't have to be smoking dope. Your husband doesn't have to be an alcoholic. Your brother doesn't have to be lost. Your sister doesn't have to be lost. Your parents don't need to be lost. When nobody else is willing to arise, are you willing? Are you ready? Are you willing? Mama's getting up here today. Come on. Come on. I'm reaching, 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 reaching. Come on. I'm reaching, reaching, reaching. Come on, mama. Do you care? Do you care enough? Do you care enough? Do you care enough? Come on. I know you care enough about your own kids, but do you care enough about the next generation? Come on, men. These women need our support, and we need them. interdependent. We are interdependent. We need them. They need us. We are nothing without them. They are nothing without us. We need one another. We gotta fight together. Pray, 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 pray. All right, some of you kids, all you kids that stood up, come on, all you kids, come on down here. Come on, get on down here. 25, maybe some of you older ones, grab them younger ones, get them down here. Come on, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. Come on, I want all you kids, come on, all you kids, come up front, real close, real close, real close. Come on, come on. Don't quit praying, don't quit praying, don't quit praying. Come on, son. Get up here close. Girls, son, step back just a little bit. Let's get those little ones. You older girls, let's get those little ones right in front of you. Because you older girls are going to be mothers. Sarah, you're going to be a mama someday. Allie, you're going to be a mama someday. Kai, you're going to be a mama someday. You're going to be a mama someday, girls. You're going to be a mom, and you need to pray right now. You need to learn how to pray for it right now. You need to learn how to pray for it right now. Come on, come on. Get up here. Get up here, boy. Come on. Come on, sis. Get up in here. Come on, let's gather around them as men and mothers of Israel. Mothers of Israel, pray, pray, reach towards them. Reach towards them. If you can't lay your hand on one of them, reach towards them. God, in Jesus' name. God, in Jesus' name. Protect the next generation. Protect the next generation. We want them to live for you, God. We want them to love you. We want them to be in love with you, Jesus. We want them to feel your glory. We want them to feel your power. We want them to feel the touch of your spirit. Come on, let's pray for our kids. Let's pray for these kids. We got a whole bunch more that are on their way. That are on their way. We got a generation to reach. But we need some others to pray. We need some others to pray. We need some men to back them up. We need some men to back them up. Pray, 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 pray.
You don't have to give in to peer pressure. You don't have to give in.
and Deborah. Come on. You don't even have to be a physical mother to become a Deborah. It's a spiritual happening. It's a spiritual happening that gets on the inside of you. Come on, defy the enemy, defy the enemy, defy the enemy, defy the enemy today. Defy the enemy, defy the enemy, defy the enemy. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, bless our mamas, bless our mamas, bless our daddies, God. Give us wisdom, give us direction. Give us wisdom, give us direction, God. Give us wisdom, God, give these men wisdom. Give these women wisdom, God. Give them direction, give them direction. We gotta lead this next generation. We gotta lead this next generation into truth, into righteousness. Oh God, we gotta show them how to love you. We gotta show how much you mean to us. We can't let them forget thy mighty works, thy wonderful works. We can't ever let them forget it. Come on, some of you single moms, I know you're struggling. You say, oh, I need some help. I'm going to tell you, you need the help of God more than you need anything. Seek Him with everything that's within you. Seek Him with everything that's within you. And watch and see what God can do. Sometimes we pray too selfishly. Sometimes we pray too selfishly. Oh, come on. Can we extend it out and get away from the selfishness?